never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rian on Jacaranda FM.
As jy nou dink, as jy 'n lys probeer opstel van wat Solly Philander al alles gedoen het, dan we don't have enough time. Maar hy is in die studio by ons vanmiddag, die een en enigste Solly Philander. Yes. Hallo.
Hallo. Maar mense is nou dankbaarheid, dat's net die een.
Nou probeer ek nou, kyk die laatste keer dat ek gehoor het, was jy nog op die radio gewees, by Cape Talk of iets, was dit nie?
Dit is nou baie jare terug, Rian.
Dit is die laatste wat ek gehoor het.
7 jaar terug.
Goeie jaar.
Ja. Dit is ek nog jong en mooi, jy sal. Maar dit gaan ook verby.
Dit gaan ook verby. Ja. Ek sê nou, ek het destijds vir audisie gegaan vir...
Ek het gehoor iets op die radio.
En ek was so graag gehad het, want toe ek uitstap, toe kom Solly Philander ingestap vir sy audisie, door ek nie ag nie.
Dit is die snaakste ding van daai gewees. Ek het was glad nie op die lys, en dit is nie agent wat my gebeld het op niks nie. Albert Maritz, het, hy was in beheer van die audisies vir hierdie produksie, en hy bel my uit die blote uit, en hy sê my, Solly, kom net vir audisie, doe my gins, kom, ek dink jy gaan perfect wees vir hierdie ding. Kom vir audisie. That's how I got there.
Yes, hoeveel series was dit?
Ek weet erg nie, Rian.
Stop count. Seker,
ja, nee, ek het op het tel.
Luister, ek moet sê vir die man, everyone that runs into him these days says the same thing. He looks extremely happy, and look at him, he looks very happy
very
and
happy.
Content and at peace. En ek het nou vir mense gesê, en ek wil net die pad uitkry, want is nodig dat mense nou verstaan, non-binary, ek het nou vir mense gesê, dat moet ons nou kontak, as hulle identificeer as non-binary.
Ja.
Wat is non-binary?
Dit is makkelijker vir my in Engels te sê, because the language is now in English.
Yeah, yeah.
But it really is a kind of a realization of an idea that you don't, that in terms of gender, you don't feel yourself belonging to any of the two. You don't feel that you're a man, and you don't feel that you're a woman. You feel you're somewhere on that continuum. Between those, or you are off that continuum. So there is the gender continuum. You are born, and then you're assigned the gender, and we go, okay, because you have a little willy, you're a boy, and because you have a little fanny, you're a girl. And then we start socializing. We start going, boys do this, girls do this. So non-binariness is saying, I remove myself from that. Because I don't associate with either of it. If you say to me, a man doesn't do a thing like that, you're speaking to someone else, because you're not speaking to me. Or you say, a woman doesn't make herself, you're not speaking to me, you're speaking to someone else. I'm that person who says, I'm a person first, and I stop. I stop separating from that point.
And that can be any sexual preference?
It can be literally anything.
Okay, and hoe shop jy dan nou?
It comes now with the humanity of the other person, the people qualities, the other things that isn't just looks that attracts you to people, and that you know, that's what draws you in.
Maar nou, ek onthou destijds na die groot divorce van Tony af, and toe, the journalists were going, ooh, he's a drug addict, he's bisexual.
Oh, dit is lekker hoor.
Ek onthou.
Wai,
ek onthou.
Nie, dat my lekker aangegaan, jong. And I literally, my keuse was om nie te engage met dit nie. Ek dink, jy weet, op die ou einde van die dag, we were talking about that, nou net voor dit, Morney en ek, jou producer, ek. Ons het nie daar ook gesin praat, en die idee van, when you're in print, somebody is saying what you said. Maar op die radio, it's you in your voice saying that. And so I would much rather engage around things like that in a live forum like this than have someone report what I said. Because
Amen.
Once they start reporting, they're giving you their sort of take on it as well.
My happy is your happy now.
Ek is ongelooflik. Yeah, Rian, it's an interesting thing because I saw this on Twitter the other day. It was a conversation between Anderson Cooper and iemand anders, Bradley iemand. Yeah, Stephen Corbett. And they were talking about loss. En dit was die meest beautiful conversation. Hierdie twee groot mans wat nou al deur hulle lewens is, they kind of at the top of their games and alles. And they talking about loss. And Stephen says, I in fact have no regrets. I don't even regret the bad things that happened to me, the evil things that happened to me, because all those things contribute to who I am now. And I think there is this thing that we are sold when we're young. This is the idea that there is a happy life. And in that happy life involves no loss, no sacrifice, no discomfort. It's all just going to, you know, work for this beautiful idea of living, which is we're always laughing and we're hand in hand and it's all just so prachtig. Mm. And then the reality hits you.
Yep.
Every life gets a drain. Die lewe eindig in dood, you know. I mean, it's like, there's sorrow and there's sadness and there's pain and bad times and crap happens and that, all of us get.
And you see, there's now the elephant problem. I was just talking to a friend of mine over the weekend, he's going through a divorce, and he said to me, why is this happening to me? He said, I've always been a good person. And there's not a guarantee for anything. You can be as religious, you can follow any God you want to. It's not going to guarantee you a happy life or a life without tragedy.
And I think, I think the point about it is that spirit and evolved thinking and kind of spiritual dimensions and all that stuff, it really points to an idea of managing life. Those things happen. It's about how you respond. It's how you manage it that dictates your state of comfort with yourself. I'm really happy with myself right now because I'm living my life. The stuff about clarifying my relationship with my children, about my friends, about who I am, coming to terms with this idea that actually I probably am other. You know, I've spent a lifetime trying to go, we're all the same, and it's actually technically not true.
No, it's not.
We experience similar things on our path, but we're not the same. We're all very different. We're all these individuals grouped together.
Kom ek vra so, hoe die kinders dit hanteer?
And there is okay, okay, but my kinders, they're like these amazing creatures, you know. They really are my gift from God. They are, I don't know how to describe them, because here are these individuals, and you know, when Tony and I decided to have children, because it was a decision. We just come out of apartheid. We just had that whole thing about, well, we didn't get married because apartheid was there. But let's not rush into marriage now because apartheid's removed now. Suddenly, oh, that's the reason to get married. Mm. Let's still consider, do we want to do this? And what is this future that we're planning? And out of that conversation came this idea of children. We wanted to have children. And I'm in my life now where I look at these creatures and I just want to thank everybody. I'm just going to go around thanking, you know, the teachers and my family and people that they've come across in their lives that has helped shape these extraordinary individuals. I'm probably my children's hugest fan. I often can't believe I'm their father. I really literally cannot. Because they're just these extraordinary individuals. And so what happened around apocryphally, and it's very... it's a very personal story, but when we disclosed to the children that's what we were in the process of doing, we were separating, because it was important for us to talk to our children about it, and first to them, after speaking to one another. They were I could tell immediately, it was a huge thing for my kids. It was a mess, and they were adults, you know, actually literally all were adults, but that was really shocking to me about how impactful it was to them. And my eldest, in the moments after, when everybody was going home, my eldest went, I want to speak to my father. Just like she's talking to a room of strangers, tells them, I want to speak to my father. Dad, can you come out on the balcony? And I go out onto a balcony because we were at her house, in her flat. And this is what she says to me, just like this. She says to me, so you're doing this? And I said, yes. And she says, why? Why are you doing it? Are you doing it for you? And I said, yes. And she says, so where did you feel it? I said, what? She said, where did you feel it? I said, from the moment I started acting on it, it felt like something in my solar plexus just let go. And then she said, okay, I'm very happy for you, and I wish you all of the best. And you know I love you so much. But right now, I've got to be here for my mother. But no, I love you, and I cannot fault you for wanting to live your full life, your all of you. And in some ways, I've related the stories to friends since, and they've always said, well, that's what you and Tony did. You were always going, let everybody be themselves, and can everybody just have a chance to live? And so it's, how weird is it that your children would have the same take on things?
Well, Solly, good for you. Good for you.
I think good for me.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah. Honestly. 1751, Solly Philander is by us. Yes. And I explained it so good, beskryf. Something just felt like it let go.
Mm.
The Scenic Drive with Rion, exclusive to Jacaranda FM, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.